From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Classic hits The Bolt, Wildcat News. Ryan Fetter's in from the elementary school. Thank you. I appreciate it. I look forward to this. Mr. Murray was in last week. It's the start of the school year, and you're second in line for the interview on Wildcat News. How was your summer?
Oh, the summer was great. He moved me up in the order. I'm normally in October for conferences, so he got me going right away to start the year. But summer went well. We got away with the boys a few times, and they kept us busy being outside and enjoying the weather. So good summer, but ready to get back into a routine this school year for sure.
Lots of changes happened last spring and through the summer, and now with the start of school, why don't you bring us up to speed on where we're at?
Yeah, lots of changes. Big one I wanted to highlight just for our parents out there today, especially changing our Wednesday schedule. So today's a normal Wednesday early out, and we'll have those still throughout the school year. But about once a month, it'll kind of work out to be, we will have a full day of school on Wednesday. So next week, for example, we have Monday off for Labor Day. Wednesday then will be a full day of school. Looking ahead then to October, we've got the conference prep day, right? When we have that Friday off, Wednesday will be a full day of school. If we have a full week, so all 5 days we're in session, Wednesday's going to be an early out. But when there's those 4 day weeks with a day off, normally we'll have that full day on Wednesday. So schools will make sure they communicate that out in their weekly messages and things. But a little bit of a change this year just due to some hours and some things we needed to do in the calendar with a later start date.
You doing that through text messages and emails?
Yep. Normally we send it out via our weekly email at Taft. Parents can sign up to get those via text if they so choose as well.
Well, the building is looking fantastic. Lots of growth there, if you will.
The facilities that in the district in general have just exploded the last few years. I think Mr. Murray mentioned that last week, but at Taft especially. Since I've been there 4 years, man, we've done classroom floors, counters, ceilings, and lights in a lot of rooms. Continue that this year. Did some cabinetry in 5 more rooms, and we only have 4 more left, and then everything in the building's been updated cabinetry and counter-wise. We do have a new outdoor seating area, kind of a classroom area. The Humboldt Community Foundation gave us a grant last spring. We were able to pour a concrete pad and add some picnic tables, some trash receptacles and things out there. So that's a great space on the east of our building if you see that driving by on Taft Street. A good spot for kids to get out and read during the day, have a quick lesson out there, just get outside and enjoy the fresh air in a different learning environment. Of course, that gym and the 2 classrooms, that is just top-notch, state-of-the-art. The gym, I honestly thought it was small when I saw the foundations and the footings being poured. And then they put the walls up, and you go in last spring, and it is massive. I would say it's a Taj Mahal of the elementary gyms when you walk in there. So it's a great space for our kids. We utilize it every day. I actually have our kids go down there, walk a little bit around the gym, and get some steps in and get their kind of heart pumping to start their day. Definitely nice. A great addition.
One was kind of a safety concern because you're taking kids across the street mm-hmm. to the old gym. Any plans for the old gym?
Oh, not right off the top of, we're not doing anything with this year. I know, down the road, the board has some plans for it, ideally to possibly demolish it. But the timeline on that just has to do with some of the funding things. So yeah, it was a big safety concern when it was negative 20 degrees out with our windshield, or it was pouring down rain like it does quite often in Iowa when you're walking across the street with 25 kids and visibility. Not the safest of places to be going.
How about professional development, PD as you called it?
Yes, we have a full schedule. We started that two mm-hmm. weeks ago on Thursday, started it off. And this year we've got really 2 big focuses kind of at the district level, and then it feeds down to the elementary too. But our first one is an ELL, or English Language Learners. Mm-hmm. We've had just an increase in our ELL population the last few years, specifically in our newcomers. So students coming here, haven't been to school formally, can't speak any English. So we've just looked at ways that we can support them better through our ELL programming, but also in our classrooms. That way we can get them up to speed, get them speaking the language, and then, engaging in the academics sooner there too. And then the other focus is just on our MTSS. That's our multi-tiered system of supports. So what do we do when students aren't responding to instruction? What do our interventions look like? David Wirtz, our instructional coach, have to give him a huge shout out. He did a lot of work this summer on an intervention bank where we can go and get resources for our teachers, and we can tie it specifically to student needs. And then also we have to look at the other end of that when students already know the content. what are we doing to push them and extend their learning, and definitely have some resources in that bank for them as well. So got a full year ahead.
When did the teachers start showing up for school this year?
The teachers are back on Thursday the 15th. So they've been back for about 2 weeks. Tomorrow we've been back in session. So
lots of meetings, getting classrooms ready.
I tell you, as an elementary teacher, once August 1st hit, they are in the building. And I think sometimes they're there more than I am. Just the work they put into their classrooms. I'll be honest, when I was teaching, you know who did my bulletin boards?
Your wife?
Spot on. Yeah, I would tell her kind of what I want to do, but I don't have a creative bone in my body, so she would do all the work for it. But our teachers were in early August getting their rooms ready, and things just look phenomenal.
All the best to the parents, to the kids, to the teachers, the school staff. Again, it is still early. We're just a couple days into the new school year. And sports coming up this weekend, too.
Yes, definitely. We've got the Hawkeyes are on again. Hopefully we find some sort of an offense. But yeah, Keegan, my three-year-old, starts flag football, so appreciate Coach Elman and the football team and the football coaches for putting on that clinic. We'll be out there Saturday morning before the Hawks are on too.
Yep. Volleyball, cross country, football. Yeah, we're back at it. So thank you. We look forward to Wildcat News every Wednesday, and I appreciate you coming in and moving your schedule up a little bit.
Yep. Appreciate the time and having me in, Pat. Thank you.
Thanks, Principal Ryan with the elementary school, Taft Elementary. This has been Wildcat News. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. Classic hits, The Bolt.